Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Brockton Bob here. Today's podcast, we're going to take a look at converting videos from one video codec to another using FFmpeg. So what's this FFmpeg, you ask? Well, let me explain. FFmpeg is a program for Linux that you run from the terminal. Now, before you shut your MP3 player off, because you don't use the terminal, or you're not a Linux user, let me show you how easy it really is to use. Also, for you Windows and Mac users, don't despair. I have an app for you to use too. It's called WinFF, and it's related to the FFmpeg program. We'll get into this later. So let's start. What you need to do on your Linux computer is go to your software manager, type in your password, hit enter, and then you can type in the search bar FFmpeg. That's FFmpeg. I think all Linux distros have it in their repositories now, so no fears there. So put a check mark next to it in the box and install it. Once it's installed, close your software manager. So for this example, I'm going to use Download Helper to download videos. You can get Download Helper from Firefox. It's a plugin you can install from the Firefox plugin page. Download it. When it's installed, you'll see three colored balls that spin when you go to a website that has a video you can download. The only site that I've found so far that Download Helper can't download video from is the PBS Video website. You'll notice that the three balls are grayed out and not moving. So that's telling you you can't download from this site. But there are hundreds and hundreds of other video sites to choose from. You just have to look around. You'll find them. So now we have FFmpeg installed, and we also have Download Helper installed. Well, let's give it a try. So next, I'm going to go to YouTube, my favorite site. I love to download music videos from this site. What I'm going to do is download a Sugarland video. I picked Stuck Like Glue. When you click on the video, you'll see the three colored balls of Download Helper spinning, telling you you can download this video. So click on the spinning balls. You'll be presented with a drop-down list of available downloads, resolutions, and codecs. For this example, I just click on the FLV file, Flash Video, and it starts to download. Now, Download Helper will create a folder in your home directory called DW Helper to store all your downloads. So when your download's done, close your browser, and we'll get to work. Now, we just used Download Helper, so let's give FFmpeg a try. So now, click on your Start button, and let's go and open the terminal. You'll see this is easy and fun to do. You'll love it after a while. With the terminal open, we want to get to the Download Helper folder. So now just type CD space DWHELPER. That's Download Helper. And hit enter. Now you'll see you're in the Download Helper folder. Now to see what's in it, now just type LS and hit enter. You'll be presented with a list of all your videos. Now, we want our Sugarland video to convert it from Flash Video, that's FLV, to AVI video. Now, here's a trick I use when I know I'm going to use FFmpeg. What I do when I download videos is I right-click on them in the Download Helper folder and change the name to a one-word title. So, for example, Stuck Like Glue video, I just change it to Glue. I do this because FFmpeg doesn't like spaces in a title, and it's easy to remember and type. So, I see my video, now named Glue. Let's convert it to AVI. What you do is type FFmpeg space slash I space dash I space glue dot LFLV space glue dot AVI and hit enter. Wait a little while. The time it takes to convert depends on your PC and the file size. When the conversion is done, you'll see the prompt So now minimize your terminal and go to your home folder and take a look inside your download helper folder. You'll see you have two videos, glue.flv and glue.avi. That's so sweet. Now, you say you just want the music and not the video? Well, FFmpeg can do this too. Go back into your terminal, make sure you're in the download helper folder, and just type FFmpeg space dash I space glue dot FLV space glue dot MP3 and hit enter. After a minute or so, go back into your download helper folder, and lo and behold, you now have an MP3 named Glue. That's cool. Now let's try one more conversion. Let's take our video of glue.flv and convert it to a very high quality video and audio. Open your terminal again. Make sure you're in download helper folder, and let's type ffmpeg space dash I space glue dot FLV space dash target space NTSC dash DVD space output dot MPG. Hit enter and wait a while longer. It takes a little while longer to convert up to a MPG file. When it's done, you look in your download helper folder and you'll see you have a file named output MPG. This is your HD video. It's a lot larger in size, but the quality is fantastic. It's great for all the new HD TVs. What I do is I always name my HD videos output.mpg. Then I rename them to the original name. So this one was renamed stucklikeglue.mpg. The next thing I do is plug my external hard drive in and scoot all the files over to it. So now we can watch it on our set-top boxes. That's oh so sweet. If you like, you can go into the Google and type FFmpeg into the search, and you'll be able to get the official FFmpeg manual. I suggest downloading it and reading it. It's full of helpful examples. You'll learn a lot from that manual. So now you say, Brockton Bob, what about us Windows and Mac users? Well, have no fear for you. I have WinFF. This is actually the GUI front end for FFmpeg, and it runs on Windows and Mac. To get WinFF, use our friend Google to find it and download it and then install. Once you've installed it, open the program. It's pretty easy to use. Just select a file you want, open it, and then pick the codec you want to convert it to, and click Convert. Wait a little while, and you'll have a converted video. The only difference between FFmpeg and WinFF is you don't have a lot of control when you use WinFF. That's because it's a GUI program. You can do so much more with FFmpeg in the terminal. You can change video aspects, adding letterboxing or removing it. Tons of stuff you can do. In my next podcast, I'm going to talk about ripping your DVDs and converting them to smaller files, but high quality. So I hope this was a lot of help for you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.